Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Monster Mates, episode number 4.
Yes, welcome, you degenerates, to season 3, episode 4 of Monster... Or, season 4, episode 4 of Monster Mates. I put season 3 in the initial file title.
Double 4.
Yes. So, Spencer, please give me a number between 1 and 90.
64. Going off the Nintendo 64.
64 is Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Yes. That will be in a encyclopedia one, actually.
We have a description for this one.
We do.
All I can think of is Zapdos from Pokemon.
I mean, it might be. Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh, she's cute.
So without going into much details, what are we going to rate this? Oh, goodness sakes. Based on the appearance.
What are
we rating her?
I don't like birds, fuck.
Yeah, this is going to be the one that may change your mind a bit.
Depending on everything.
Depending on the description. But based on looks alone.
Looks alone. Is going to be like a 7.
This is a 9.
Oh my god.
This is a 9 for me. The punk rock attitude and the thunder style, that hits me hard.
You have no problem with the cloaca.
Yes. All right. Would you like to read this or do you want me to?
You got it. You, Mr. 9.
All right. A type of harpy that carries the mighty power of lightning within. They have a ferocious and extreme disposition. Most of them are the sort of hedonists that prefer violent sex. When they spot a human man, they will aggressively attack and try to rape him, seeking stimulating intercourse and pleasure. They have the power to generate magical lightning within their body and discharge it at prey. The human body is not harmed by this lightning, but if struck, a powerful, intense, shocking presence rushes through the body, and the body is paralyzed by the magnitude of pleasure, rendering a person unable to move. Also, during sex and kissing, electric current that flows indirectly from them does more than just cause intense pleasure. During kissing, they can force a man's erection by running current through his body, and during sex, they can spur a forced ejaculation by running current directly through his genitals from the place where the two are joined. It's so intense that lightning inside is nothing in comparison. Most men pursued by them will be one-sidedly violated, helpless before their lightning and devilish body. However, the organ that generates electricity within their body has a major flaw. When their emotions swell too much because of arousal, joy, affection for a man, etc., they lose control of their own lightning, causing internal leakage, and they themselves get paralyzed by their own electrical currents. The leaked current is amplified and activated by the man's essence pouring inside. For that reason, once they enter a state of leakage, they will go numb with pleasure just from a man's semen or saliva, which includes essence, touching their skin. Even just a kiss will be enough to cause mind-blowing pleasure. If they then have essence pour directly into their body, then the current amplified by the essence poured inside will electrify the essence taken in. And they will be attacked from within by relentless pleasure and orgasms. Emotional buildup during the violation of a man and excessively strong pleasure, etc., often cause leakage. And then they often end up being one-sidedly violated by the man in a complete reversal. And yet, according to them, stimulation is very much welcomed. Not just from attacking and violating men, but also from being attacked and violated by men. As for those who have obtained a husband, the lightning within their body and the pleasure generated by it rapidly grow stronger each time they receive essence from their husband. The increase in pleasure each time from sessions of repeated intercourse is far greater than that of couples of other races. Men who become their husbands will spend the most exciting days with them.
Okay. Whew. Okay, so what I'm feeling on this one is... I'm torn, because you ever, when you were younger, and your parents were like, hey, young Trevor.
Yeah?
Don't stick a fork into the electrical socket.
But I wanna.
And then you decided to do it with your dick? That's what this is.
That's what this is to you.
That's what this is. you stuck your dick into an electrical socket.
Oh, man. All I'm thinking of is that, okay. Have you ever gone to, like, have you ever gone on, like, a school trip or whatever where they take you to, like, a science museum or something for, like, kids where they have all these fun and interesting little, like, gadgets to show you the awesome things of science and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay, now, follow-up to that. Did you ever have the thing where it was just, like, a giant, like, bean that was that just had electricity coursing through it and you got to place your hands on it?
No.
You didn't have that? Oh, no. Man.
Are you talking about, like, the ball thing where if you touch it, it goes all the electricity goes through
no.
your finger?
No. What I'm talking about, and this is something I did when me and my family would go on, like, science trips. There goes your phone. They had this particular science museum I went to. I don't know what it was called. But they had, like, this giant metal beam thing that was on the ground, and you would go onto, like, this railing thing next to it. And if you put your hands on it, a very, very small, like, amount of electricity would go through you so that, like, your hair would get all frizzy and stuff.
Oh, and then I think I know what you're talking about.
And then if you touch someone, it would shock them.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Okay, yes. So
I thought it was like an actual thing that would electrocute you if you touched it, but it was like not enough to like hurt you.
Yeah.
And I thought you were gonna go like, ever just wanted to put your dick on it?
Well, with this girl, now you have the chance to. It's just the amps are not deadly, thank goodness.
By the end of it, you're gonna have that cool thing where people get electrocuted and then all the blood vessels in their body get scarred to their skin.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, where the electrical currents permanently, like, mark themselves on the blood veins.
Yeah.
That would be, huh? Except all those are just gonna be on your dick.
And nipples, probably.
Yeah, probably. That's fine with me.
This is fucking a car battery.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
And here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of birds, as everyone knows. I'm not a big fan. I don't like birds to begin with.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like everything about her, except the fact that she's a bird.
Uh-huh.
If she was like an electric demon something, I'd be like, yeah, okay. But I don't like the fact she's a bird.
Okay.
Because that includes everything I dislike about birds.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think. So, let's see. Where do I even begin with this? So, the fact that power play is a... Badoom-tish. Power play is a thing that can happen where at first she's in control and then suddenly you get to be in control because you have dominated her by the sheer power of love alone and your dick. Just the fact that can happen is just an immediate plus for me.
I think that's good because it's like, I like the fact that she can go too heavy to where she paralyzes herself. If that happened to me and the girl would just paralyze herself with her own power, I'd be like, you're a dumbass.
Oh, dude.
Like, you're just stupid, aren't you? And she's just on the ground like...
Oh, my goodness.
Like, she just took a taser to the clit.
Oh.
And she's on the ground like... That probably is painful.
It probably is, but some people are into that for sure.
Oh, God.
Anyways. Yeah, as I said, the design just, oh my goodness, the design is so metal punk rock. It's so good.
It's really good.
But also with the thing of just, it's like the fact that the leakage can happen through sheer emotions, they get so much joy and affection out of like being with you or having sex with you that they lose control of their own lightning. There's something adorable about that to me.
I think I like the ferocity of it.
Yeah.
I like she straight up goes, I like the fact that she's just rampant.
Yeah, violent sex time.
It literally, she looks like a punk rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I think it's cute. She has like lightning bolt themes everywhere on her body.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's super cute. But I think I'm reaching the point where I'm like, but I don't want to fuck her.
Okay.
I'm like, I think she's cool. And I like her, but I don't want to fuck her.
You would have her as, like, a drinking buddy, but not as a fuck buddy or anything.
Yeah, although, by that description, I don't have a choice.
Yeah, she... considering her very dominant personality and disposition until she starts catching feelings.
Here's the thing, she doesn't look that strong, but I guess just she'll handle you down by constantly shocking you.
Yeah, pretty much. She just gives you little zaps here and there when she touches you.
When you start to fight back, she goes through the ribcage like, like, stop it!
Oh, goodness.
She looks like a brat.
Oh.
She's a brat.
She will be a brat, but she won't be the kind of brats that I hate, but she'll be the kind of brats that I adore.
What's the brats you hate?
The brats I hate are like, so stuck up with themselves. It's like just to the point where I don't even get pleasure out of dominating them. I just get annoyed with them. Yes, that
they all end up in the same place, though.
I mean, yes, but here's the thing. I don't get the pleasure of dominating them. I'm just annoyed at them. Whereas with a Thunderbird, I would at least enjoy dominating her in the end.
I gotcha. Like, I don't know. I think I have my rating, and I think I have what I would give her.
I would also say, for those of you out there who are more timid in the bedroom, this girl is either perfect for you because she will be the one who takes total control, or she will be your worst nightmare because of how, like, intense she can get.
Like, she just... I think she's a fun time. Mm-hmm. I would go to a concert with her. I would go do fun things with her. But if for her to get off is constantly shocking me and then embracing the cloaca upon me, I'm like, no.
That is fair. Oh, goodness. All right. Just...
I think we can give our rating now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What would you give your rating for the Thunderbird?
For the Thunderbird, I'm going to stick with my 9, honestly.
Oh my god, really?
This is so close to being a 10, but it doesn't have that little itch for the 10 for me.
It's not hitting your fetish spot.
It's not hitting me in a way where I'm like, yes, I want this, I need this in my life. No, this is a 9. This is great. This is fantastic for me. I love this.
This. I love this. Okay.
All right, Mr. Bird Hater, what is your final rating here?
Like, okay, I have 2 ratings.
Yeah?
One is fuckability for me.
Uh-huh.
And one is I like her.
Okay.
Fuckability is like a 4.
Wow!
It's like a 4.
Wow!
I don't want to fuck her.
Wow, all right.
Because her whole disposition and, like, the forcing upon someone on top of being a little brat. We've had people like monster girls that are like that before. We had the imps that are very similar to them.
Yeah, we've had bratty monster girls in the past.
And I would prefer them rather than a bird girl. Literally, that's what it's come down to.
Fair enough.
So if I had the choice of the same, I have the same dish.
Uh-huh.
But one of them has
a particular sauce that you like.
That I like, and the other one has a sauce I don't really like, but I would still eat if I was forced to. I'm like, I'm gonna go for the one I like.
Yeah, fair.
So I'm gonna give this one a 4. But
your
visuals
other
alone.
Your other rating.
My other rating of wanting to hang out with her is like an 8.
Okay, that's
she's cool.
That's not bad.
I think she's cool. I think once she found someone and then she's like, hey, I want friends, and it's like, hell yeah, that sounds fun.
Plus, I get to plus with this girl, I get to finally see what ball shocking stimulation is like.
You don't have to wait.
I know I don't have to, but I'm not gonna buy a machine to do that, I can do it myself.
Do you need a car battery?
No, I don't need a Russian car battery to shock my nuts. I don't need that. One, because I'm afraid the Russian car battery is going to explode.
Your nuts will explode.
And B, I don't want my nuts to explode from the amount of voltage in those things.
All you're going to hear is just 2 quiet pops.
They ain't going to be quiet pops. Those things are going to pop like popcorn.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that hurts.
Yeah, how do you think I feel having to come up with that image?
Oh, what's worse, nuts popping or eyes popping?
Depends on what's causing them to pop, I guess.
Electricity.
Definitely the eyes would be more painful.
Oh.
Anyways.
You hear it first, people. Oh. Eyes before nuts.
Yeah, for me, yeah. For goodness sakes.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to episode 4 of season 4 of Monster Mates. Please leave a comment down below on what you would rate a Thunderbird.
Yes, and what space and what places would you want her to shock you the most? If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. Or if you want to follow me, Trevor, individually, my Twitter will also be in the description down below. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who did the art for this thumbnail.
I'm sure this one's going to be fantastic.
This one's going to be amazing.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next episode of Monster Mates.
See ya.